Support by Anchorage, Alaska. From the Coastal Trail to Kincaid Park, Flattop, Powerline Pass, and more. There are plenty of places for a weekend hike or an exciting mountain biking excursion. Exploring your home state is the COVID-safe way to enjoy the summer.
This is National Native News. I'm Trip Krause in for Antonia Gonzalez. A court in Ontario rules against the First Nations claim to land in part of the Lake Huron lake bed. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, the precedent-setting decision was the first time Aboriginal title to waters has been decided by Canadian court.
The claim for the rights to millions of acres of land and lake bed was brought by the Saugeen First Nation. They were joined by the Chippewas of Nawash Unceded First Nation. But following a trial of a year and a half, an Ontario judge ruled that the Saugeen Ojibwe Nation does not hold title to the waters of Lake Huron that border their territory. Here's Saugeen First Nation Chief Lester Anaquat.
The lake bed claim obviously would have had ramifications across Canada had it been a favorable decision. Our traditional teachings and our ancestors told us that we've been here since time immemorial. If not, even archaeological digs have demonstrated we've been occupying the territory for over 3,000 to 5,000 years.
The court did side with the First Nations in their claim that the British Crown broke a promise in 1836 to protect the entire Bruce Peninsula in exchange for 1.5 million acres of land. As compensation, the First Nations want $90 billion and recognition of interests in lands on the peninsula, especially those owned by three levels of government. Most local governments are fighting the land claim. One county has settled out of court while another is working towards that. Meanwhile, Anaquat would not say if the Saugeen Ojibwe Nations would appeal the judge's decision on their claim to the waters, but now that the claim has been heard, he says it's a positive step and at least a dialogue can begin. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.
Donlin Gold wants to build a large gold mine in southwest Alaska. In July, six tribes appealed 12 water rights permits that Alaska's Department of Natural Resources issued. KYUK's Olivia Eberts reports on why the tribes oppose the permits.
The 12 water rights permits allow Donlin to use local water sources for a variety of purposes. One will allow the mine to pump out groundwater so it can dig a pit. The law firm Earth Justice represents six Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta region tribes in their legal battles against the mine. In its appeal on behalf of the tribes, Earth Justice is focusing on several key factors. One is the lack of tribal consultation at the state level. Tom Barrett is the chief of water resources for the state.
There is not a government-to-government consultation process in the state permitting process.
There is, however, a mandated government-to-government consultation process at the federal level. Earth Justice attorneys argue that the tribes need to be explicitly consulted at the state level, too. Earth Justice and DNR are also at odds about the permitting process for the mine, which is divvied up by category among federal and state agencies. The DNR water chief says having multiple departments involved allows for greater oversight into the mine. But Earth Justice attorney Tom Waldo says the process is piecemeal and will lead to devastating consequences for subsistence users and the environment.
That includes mercury pollution in an area that already has high levels of mercury. There's the operation of bigger barges. They will cause erosion, destroying smelt spawning habitat.
Plus, Waldo says it's against the law. Now that Earth Justice has filed this appeal for the tribes, it goes back to the desk of the DNR commissioner. Earth Justice expects her decision later this month. If she rules against the six tribes, they could appeal again in the Superior Court. In Bethel, Alaska, I'm Olivia Eberts.
The U.S. Interior Department cleared the way for a gaming compact between the Seminole Tribe of Florida and the state. The agreement is expected to create more than 2,200 jobs. For National Native News, I'm Trip Krause.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
COVID-19 vaccinations, now available for everyone 12 and up, are highly protective against the new Delta variant and can protect your children and family from COVID-19. This reminder provided by the Johns Hopkins Center for American Indian Health, which supports this show. Support by AARP. The Native Urban Elder Needs Assessment Survey will provide data to improve urban Indian elder health equity. Elders are underrepresented in data, and you can help. Info and survey at uiacoalition.org.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.